T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Just generally, how important is it that we get this done this session and don't have to wait another 2 years?
Well, I think the most important part about it is, you know, the vast majority of the state voted in favor of doing this. And so, you know, for me as a legislator, I don't participate in it at all, but I feel like once our constituents have voted, they've told us that they want this to be put in place. And so it's really something that is absolutely necessary for us to get done, really to kind of answer the call that they've given us in terms of putting this in place.
But there are some important economic advantages as well, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, when you delay something like this while other states move forward, it becomes less and less appealing to those that would invest money in the infrastructure to do it and things like that. They can go elsewhere and invest those dollars and all sorts of things like that. And so from that aspect, it's very important. And I think the other aspect of it too is, of course, and we don't know how much yet because it greatly depends on the structure that this is put in place, but you've got an impact to the state coffers as well. And so that's something that every year it's delayed, it's less on that front also.
So what does your bill address specifically as it relates to making this happen in those 56 out of 64 parishes that approved it?
Yeah, well, the bill I have right now is really very simple, and in terms of just collecting, however this works, whether you know, it's still going to, you know, still unseen in terms of where it's going to be done, who's going to be, you know, able to conduct the process for all the sports wagering to be done. But when it starts to happen, we need to have a central place for the dollars to go that the state collects, and then from there we've got to figure out what we want to do with them. So right now my bill essentially just sets up a mechanism for the dollars to be put in one pot, and then as a legislature we'll have to decide, is that something that we want to dedicate, which in the long term of things can become problematic, or do we want to leave it more open-ended and give ourselves flexibility to utilize those dollars on a more annual basis like we see necessary?
Yeah, I could see where each has its advantages and disadvantages, whether you dedicate it or you don't. And I guess especially if you're talking about something, and we'll pick it up here when we come back, Senator, I don't know how, I know it's going to be a recurring form of revenue, but I don't know how, what the statistics say in terms of it being a constant source of revenue or how much you can depend on. 850, 10 till 9, it's not as easy as just saying, all right, let's gamble. But it is important, and that's why we're talking about it with Rick Ward, Louisiana State Senator. More when we return. Right now it's time for WWL Traffic. 855, 5 till 9, 4 till another code word, and a $1,000 nationwide Odyssey Cash Contest. We're talking to Louisiana State Senator Rick Ward about sports betting in Louisiana. That's something the session's going to have to get done when it begins on Monday at noon. If not, it's going to be, I think, for all intents and purposes, Senator, 2 years until you look at it again?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, it's something that has to be done in a fiscal session. At least the taxing mechanism for it has to be done in a fiscal session. And so this is really the one opportunity between now and the next 2 years to get it done.
So where are the landmines in this as you approach the beginning of the session? What kind of opposition are you going to face, or is it going to be a problem of either dedicating the money, not dedicating the money? And the question I posed before the break, in terms of recurring revenue, can you count on this being a consistent number?
Well, I think once the details are worked out in terms of how it's going to work, that will enable us to kind of hone in on what they think the number will be in terms of revenue. Now, I do think it'll take a few years to stabilize for everything to get in place, the way it's going to operate, and the way it's going to run. And so I would imagine it will ramp up for a couple of years, and then once it is fully up and running, then it'll stabilize. And I do believe it becomes a stable stream of revenue. But I think back to the previous question in terms of the funds and whether or not we decide to just keep those in the general fund dollars, where we get to choose each year what to do with those, or whether we dedicate them or not, is just always one of those kind of strange questions that we have to answer, because almost every year or every couple of years we're faced with some budget issue, and one of the things we always kind of fall back on as legislators is, well, everything's tied up in dedicated funds, and so we don't have the room to maneuver in our budget. But yet it seems like every time we do end up with a new stream of revenue, one of the ways it ultimately passes is by dedicating a large portion of that revenue. So I do think that some of it will end up dedicated, but I do hope that we allow ourselves the flexibility we need going forward to be able to better handle our budget.
In terms of expediency, general fund, that's easier, because then it's from that point you argue about where that money gets spent. But in terms of putting the procedures in place, if you're going to dedicate it, well, then all of a sudden you got everybody with their hand out wanting to dedicate it here or there, correct? And that could potentially
delay
everything.
That's right. And well, I wouldn't see it as delaying everything, but what it, you know, what ends up happening and why you see a lot of these things end up getting dedicated is because, you know, a lot of times in order to get certain people to vote for things, they may have a high priority, whether it be infrastructure or all sorts of things. And so, you know, if that legislator sees the benefit of a dedicated fund in order to better fund those things, then a lot of times they're more likely to vote for a bill that maybe otherwise they wouldn't be interested in.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate your time, and I hope we get to talk to you again as the session unfolds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.